Blog Talk Radio.
We're made to live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You gotta do something. It's alright to crawl before you walk. Yeah. It's alright to walk before you run. Yeah. But if you wanna get what you never got, gotta do something that you never got.
Praise God, happy Monday, and welcome to Morning Motivation, where we start your day off right with godly breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and this is 15 minutes of fired up praise, teaching, and prayer. Our word or our focus for today will be, is Jezebel stopping you from giving thanks? Is Jezebel stopping you from giving thanks? Our scripture for today will come from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 16, verses 31 through 33. I say again, 1 Kings, chapter 16, verses 31 through 33. While you're getting your word ready, I want to remind everyone that during the last 100 days of this year, we are working our last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge, where we're counting down to 2017 and establishing our most fruitful years. Join that challenge and work it with us. Each day has a new focus and a new task. You can learn more about it as well as about me at feelthefire.com. That's www.feelfire.com. I also want to say to all of our new callers this morning, as you get your word ready, that the lines are on mute. As we go throughout this 15 minutes, I want you to feel free to join in, to praise, just to get into your secret area with the Lord, wherever you may be, on your job, in your home, because no one, including me, can hear you unless I open the lines up for prayer. And if I do so, I will let everyone know in advance. By now, you should have that word ready. Let's go to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 16, verses 31 through 33. I'm reading from the KJV. And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshiped him. And he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. And Ahab, that's King Ahab, made a grove. And Ahab, who married Jezebel, did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. Our morning motivation topic is Jezebel stopping you from giving praise? Now, we know that this week, is Thanksgiving week. Today is Monday, and on Thursday, it will be Thanksgiving. Well, I am a proponent of starting to operate within a spirit of thankfulness and gratefulness prior to Thanksgiving, because it helps you to set the tone for your family, yourself, and everything before you even get there. But sometimes we have allowed Jezebel into our atmosphere mentally, spiritually, naturally, financially, in so many ways, and that precludes us from being able to give thanks. So let me first explain to you who Jezebel is for the context of today's morning motivation. For too long, we have focused on Jezebel as only representing a loose woman, We see someone with red lipstick, that's a Jezebel. Short skirt, that's a Jezebel. In adultery, that's a Jezebel. Everything is Jezebel, the loose woman, the slut, the prostitute, the whore. That's our whole perception of Jezebel. In doing so, and I should say in mistakenly doing so, we have assigned a mistaken identity and motive to her purpose, thereby failing to realize the totality of the reach of her repercussions into every area of our lives. Now, some of you know I'm an attorney as well, so of course, there's some of that law talk going in, but we've mistaken who she is. You know, we've mistaken her to be only sex. So we only look for her in those types of circumstances. And we've mistaken her purpose to only be coming to get our husbands. So we only deal with her within those types of situations. But in so doing, by assigning that mistaken identity to her, we are missing all of the other areas of criminality, of illegality, of which the spirit of Jezebel operates in our lives. Because you see, Jezebel represents more than sex. She is the epitome of each and every interference, distraction, hindrance sent by the enemy and sometimes contrived by our own lust to frustrate God's purpose and God's plan for our lives and to thwart our success. If you don't believe me, go back to that scripture in 1 Kings 16:31-33. It said that when King Ahab married Jezebel, she was already serving Baal. In other words, she was already operating in illegality outside of God's purpose in criminality. And when he married her, he didn't just marry her and bring her into his home. He had to bring her illegality and her criminality with her. So then he had to set up a house or a spirit or a dwelling place of serving that illegality. It said he had to set up a house of serving Baal, an altar of serving Baal. And then it said he even set aside a place for Baal. And Ahab, remember I read to you in 33, did more, this is the word, not me, to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel before him. It didn't just say Ahab had more sex, provoked God in a sexual way, you know, from a sexual standpoint of adultery or promiscuity, of fornication, things like that, concubines. It said that he did more as a king to provoke God than everyone, every other king before him. That means that the reach of Jezebel infiltrated who he was in every situation. He became complicit to her illegality, complicit to her disobedience, complicit to her rebellion, complicit to moving away from those things which God had in store for her, for him. And that is what happens when you marry Jezebel, and that's where our focus is Jezebel stopping you from giving thanks? Because when you bring into your home, into your life, your job, your ministry, your thoughts, someone who comes in, who's operating outside of the purpose and will of God, that person's reach will infiltrate every aspect of your life. You will find yourself doing things that previously you would not have done, going places that previously you would not have gone, saying things that before you would have never said, thinking thoughts that you know are not holy, finding yourself in a grove of Baal and illegality. But what I want you to remember this morning is that Jezebel, she's a trespasser. Hallelujah. You are God's house. Your body is God's dwelling. So just because Jezebel has come into your life, and remember, as I said at the beginning, she's much more than sex. Don't assign her to sex. That's a mistaken identity. Her motive is to move you out of God's kingdom in every area. She's a trespasser. And when a trespasser comes onto your property, they have no rights to stay. They have no rights of ownership. They have no rights of presence. So kick her out. Hallelujah. Kick her out today so that you can begin to set a tone of thanksgiving and gratefulness this week within your home. So come on, this is what I want you to do. And remember, the lines are muted. No one can hear you right now. I want you to close your eyes for just a minute. And those of you who are driving on your job, I know you can't do so, but you know, as much as you can, try to be within a quiet thing. We're only here for 15 minutes. And I just want you to think about for a minute, be honest. Who is it in my life that is a Jezebel? And it may be more than one person. Who in my life has come in and I have not been the better for their presence? Who is it? And it may be more than one. Who's dragged me down into depression or sin or adultery or fornication or lying or gossiping? Who is it that's come in and now my finances are broken? My home is not maturing. My marriage is horrible. It may be a friend. It may be an employer. It may even be a family member. Who is it? And right now, I want you to speak these words. Identify those persons within your mind, and I want you to repeat after me. You, hallelujah, are Jezebel. Come on, say it again. Remember, no one can hear you. You are Jezebel. And right now, I command that your deceit leaves my spirit. Come on, say it again. Right now, I command that your deceit leaves my spirit, leaves my dwelling, leaves my home. Now, come on and thank God. Thank Him for removing the trespass. This doesn't mean you won't see the person. It doesn't mean you won't encounter the situation again. But now that God has arrested them, it means that you have the freedom to deal with the situation accordingly, because that spirit of Jezebel is no longer in control. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready very quickly and open the lines for prayer. If you have a prayer request, press 1. I'll take you on the line. You don't have to say your name, but you have to give the prayer request very quickly, because I want to honor the time of the people who have called in. So for anyone who has a prayer request, please press 1, and then I'll bring you on to hear your prayer request. While we're waiting to see if anyone has a prayer request, let's begin to go into the spirit. Okay, I have one person. The last four numbers are 9894. 9894. What's your prayer request this morning?
Yes, I'm praying. I'm in between jobs. I've been faithful to the job I've been there 7 years. And so now they cut my hours. I'm not worried because I'm just standing on the post, posting myself on the tower.
Do you want us to pray for your new job or for guidance?
Yes, my new guidance and as well, because I also need benefits. Don't have no work.
Okay. Thank you, sister. All right. And everyone, remember, I'm not trying to cut you off. It's just that this whole call is only 15 minutes. All right. I don't see any other ones pressed. Let's go ahead and go into prayer. Hallelujah. Come on and begin to thank God. Remember now, all the lines are muted, including the lady who just called in. No one can hear you. Begin to thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I need you. Oh, I need thee. Hallelujah. Tell him you need him. Every hour, I need thee. Hallelujah. This morning, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus asking the forgiveness of every sin. We ask that you create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Father, I come lifting up everyone on this call this morning. Father, that there's nothing impossible for you. And I lift up the sister this morning, that you will give her guidance, Lord God, that she will hear your voice, because your sheep know your voice. And another they will not follow. And that you will give her exactly what she's asked for, a job with benefits, Lord God, so that she's able to be the head and not the tail, to lend and not borrow, be above and not beneath. Tell her which resumes to submit. Tell her which interviews to go on. Show her which offers to accept. And God, we come claiming it by faith in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for the families of everyone on this call, that you bless them right now. I pray, God, that Jezebel be removed from their homes. Lord, that they go forward today in peace, joy, and a spirit of gratefulness and thanksgiving. I pray for our leaders in every area of life. But for these people, I declare that Jezebel, that spirit, which infiltrated their lives, is arrested, and that you give them victory. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. And today, they are motivated and going forth in victory. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise them. Say, I got victory this morning. Hallelujah. Say, I'm motivated this morning because Jezebel is gone. You can contact contact me at feelthefire.com. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams. That's www.feelfire.com. This is your day. This is your time. Go get your blessing. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern.